right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Connor, I keep saying young Connor because Connor is young. You ever lose control of your temper?
I used to when I was younger, a lot.
When you were younger?
Yeah, like when I was like 15.
Yeah.
Like 5 or so years ago, I used to use my temper a lot.
So what changed?
I moved out of Chicago. I don't mean to talk so
disparage
bad about Chicago too much, but at the same time, it's like it was mental health problems. I had so much trauma growing up in that environment, abuse and seeing people around me, not be able to make it to the age I am now. It affects you, and it colors the way that you view people and colors the way that you're able to make friends and control your own anger.
You know, man, no truer words were ever spoken. If you would have remained in Chicago, what do you think your prospects would have been?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you're a bright guy, man. You certainly would have been successful in your life, but had you, it retards a person's growth, right?
Yeah. It's not even like it's a bad, like, honestly, with moving out, I've kind of understood a lot of the positives about being raised there, the access to different people, different cultures. There's always something to do, some way to express yourself, an avenue, a venue for that. Out here, there isn't as much opportunity. But at the same time, I think the collective amount of trauma that every single person around you is experiencing, even if you have all these opportunities, because that exists, people aren't as incentivized to take advantage of them. Like growing up, it was like I heard so many different political activists and such and individuals that didn't really grow up in those neighborhoods speak on what the problem is. And there are a lot of different reasons, but one of the biggest thing is specifically with education, access, right? Access to quality textbooks and things. But the problem is that having access to those things is actually very easy because the library and such is a really great resource and it's free and there's like this entire network. But because of the fact that people just aren't, like growing up, we don't take a lot of mental health seriously. We don't take the effects of abuse seriously. So you have a lot of people that grew up with those problems. And so trying to view outside of that, trying to live outside of that, and trying to aspire something beyond that is viewed as a negative in a lot of, or you're not being your own, you know, you're not being a part of your own race, not being a part of the own person, your own community. And that's what I experienced a lot growing up.
So did you go to public school?
Yeah, I went to public school.
So educators had to have seen this extraordinary talent you have. I mean, they knew that, right?
Yeah,
from what age? From what age did they start seeing your ability?
I mean, like when I was like 12 years old, I mean, I remember I started like writing poetry and such and like talking about different issues and things when I was around 12 or 13 and people took notice of that. And they, because I have a lot of really great mentors, like a lot of really good people that were in those places. But it's just, I have like an equal number of people that inspired me that have hurt me like really bad. And it's
right.
Always like a toss up with public school. And even if you have people that hurt you or are actually really good to you, you have situations where the teacher is trying to placate because they have to placate toward every person in the room
right.
Teaching. So I had situations where I'd like talk to my English teacher about like some abuse I went through. And because of that, you know, I was very tired in class and I just was very inattentive and they called me out in class for that. But it's like, I just explained to you why I wasn't present. But because teachers have to hold this common standard, you know, I faced a lot of problems.
I just think that there are people who don't understand the difficulties that other people face.
Yeah, or it's harder for them to understand.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because when I go to the camp that is in week 4 that you know, where we have all these young boys. And when we first show up at 8 o'clock and the buses bring them in and they go into the auditorium, they're asleep. They're asleep right after they eat breakfast. Their heads are down. And you wonder, well, hey, man, it's 8 o'clock, man. What are you doing sleep? Mm. Well, if there's nobody at home who tells them they have to go to bed at a decent hour, right?
Yeah.
You know, when they're young children, then that's what they're going to do. If there's nobody telling them that you can't play the video game to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, that's what they're going to do.
And it's not even that. I think it's just having an environment where, like, you can feel comfortable just going to sleep. Because I remember it was like I would sneak and I would play video games and stuff really late at night. Because it was like when I was at home, it was a lot of, like, yelling and arguments, right, and drama and stuff. So, like, that was, like, my only little pocket of the day where I can just, like, do something that didn't involve that.
Right.
You know? And so I think it's not even just about having an authority figure, but also creating an environment where kids can just, like, can make mistakes and not be perfect, and parents don't, like, there are a lot of ways, like, that are, like, typical, let's say, in Black families, that, like, mothers and fathers specifically in that environment raise their kids, you know, like, not, you know, what happens in the house stays in this house, or, like, you know, listening to every single thing your mother or your father says, and, like, it's this way of parenting that I don't think is good. And I think although, like, a lot of the problems we talk about on the show and in general are systemic and larger issues that I 100% understand, I think the only thing that we can control that I have experience with is the way that we raise our kids in the future.
So
that's one big thing that we have to change, I feel, in the culture, which is just to, like, understand that raising a child and having children, it's a process, right? It's not about teaching them X, Y to get in this world. It's about giving them that love and that compassion so they feel comfortable enough to be honest with you. And then success in school, success in life, that comes after that because they understand the importance of it. It's not just because your mom said it. It's because you understand the importance of giving value to people because your mom did that to you, right?
So because a person or two people have a child, it doesn't mean that they're going to be good parents. We've got to stop as a society thinking that because people have children that they're automatically going to be good parents.
Yeah. Or, like, they automatically, like, have the say, right, so, when it comes to the relationship between a child and their parents.
So let me tell you, man, being a parent is difficult. It's hard work. And sometimes it's thankless work.
That's true. Very true.
And so, especially, the more children you have, the more difficult it becomes. And it actually can become overwhelming. Trying to live in this society is, man, it's difficult. Excuse me. It's difficult. You know, even at my age, there are times when I just get so frustrated with things that, you know, you really say, and the answer is not money. So people think that because money, they have money, that somehow that's the answer. It's not. It helps. But people who have money have trouble raising their children.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It is just not an easy thing to do in a society that is changing, forever changing, not for the best, but for the worse. Man, if you knew, Connor, how fortunate my generation was when we grew up and the things that we weren't exposed to. Man, we weren't exposed to most things. We were kept, that stuff was kept clear of our generations. All all those things. And we'll go into it a little bit more after the break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.